chalk this one up to things I don't understand about government policy. On July 5th, if you are Canadian and you have two shots, you can come to Canada. You don't have to quarantine. You just have to prove you have your two shots or have a negative test. You don't have to go to the quarantine hotel. You don't have to quarantine for 2 weeks. You're free to come. And I asked the question at that time, why just Canadians? There are people from all over the world that have two shots. Why can't they come? We need tourism. We need business. It makes literally no sense. Well, now the French ambassador to Canada is saying, hey, Canada, open your borders to double-shotted French citizens. It's good for everything. And it is a pleasure to welcome the French ambassador to Canada, Karine Rispal, to the program. Ambassador Rispal, first of all, great to connect. You and I have connected many times before, and I hope things are going well with you and your family. What's going on? What's the call from France to Canada? What's the message?
Well, first of all, hello. I'm doing well. You know, it's Bastille Day today, so I'm really happy to be with you. So what's going on? Well, I think that the situation is improving in the world, and especially in France and in Canada, even if there is still this Delta variant. But I think we all want to go back to our lives as safely as possible. We cannot live forever in lockdown, so we have to take measures. And I think that because Canada is safe and France is safe, we can allow finally to have people crossing the borders as far as we do it safely. And with the vaccination, I think we have the perfect conditions to make these exchanges in the most safely way.
What is, Ambassador, what is the Canadian government saying to this? It's what you're saying seems so obvious, so reasonable, so productive.
Well, I don't know, because frankly, I don't want to be judgmental, and I don't want to sound like I'm criticizing the Canadian government. I can understand how people handle the crisis. But what I can see and what I can feel is this huge frustration and weariness of people trying to go back to France or to come to Canada to visit friends, family, to do business, to do some exchange programs. And that has been impossible in the last 18 months.
Yeah, I mean, my brother's married to a French citizen, and it's been very frustrating. What is the vaccination rate in France right now?
Well, I think that the first dose is about like 60% of the French population, and two dose fully vaccinated people, 40%. But as you know, my president, Emmanuel Macron, has announced some strong measures yesterday about, you know, a vaccination pass, a vaccine pass. And the rate of vaccination is already speeding up. So I think we are in a good situation. But as you know, there are still hesitant people, and especially among the young population. And we know that it's among this young population that the variant is circulating. So it's really like we have a speed race between the variant and the vaccination. So we really need to have the highest number of people vaccinated.
So, okay, so let's just, I'm speaking to the French ambassador to Canada, Karine Rispal. Ambassador, if a Canadian wants to go to France, do they have to show proof of vaccination?
Well, it's very easy. If you want to go to France, two cases. Either you are fully vaccinated and you just show the proof of this vaccination and it's welcome to France. And even if you're not fully vaccinated, you just need to take a PCR test, and this test has to be negative, and welcome to France. So you just say that you don't have any symptom, and you're good to go. So that's very, very simple, and all the Canadian tourists are very welcome in France. And we are taking all the necessary measures to make your stay as safe as possible.
Now, you mentioned what President Macron has said. On Monday, he said next month you'll need a negative PCR test or proof of vaccination to go to restaurants, concerts, or take the train. In other words, there's going to be, you know, here we're having this big debate about vaccine passports or certification. But the French are kind of going ahead with that, right? People will all need proof to get access to services, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I think, you know, this vaccine passport, actually we'll call it a pass sanitaire because it's not only about vaccine, because you can show PCR test and that works as well. I think it's a very simple tool and probably the best way to reopen safely because, you know, it's simple. You know what you have to do. With a QR code, it's going to be easy in practice. And I think that at the end of the day, it will be a good incentive for people to get a vaccine because otherwise, what's the benefit of being vaccinated if you are still into a lockdown situation?
So what will it look like? What will this card or ID look like in France? So like if you go to France, you say, I want to get on a train, I want to go to a concert, I want to go to a museum, what will people have to show?
Well, when everything will be set up, and that's going to take a little bit of you know, technical issues, but we will have a QR code. So you will show yourself. Yeah, and that's going to be okay. But in the meantime, you can just show the paper proving that you got your vaccines. So we are working into integrating all the proofs of vaccination or PCR tests on a single app, which is Tous Anti-COVID. But in the meantime, you can show a paper and you're going to be okay.
And in the meantime, so when do you think someone from France who's double dosed, who has the proof of double dose, can come to Canada? Do you have any idea?
No, I think you have to ask your prime minister because I have absolutely no idea. So I hope the sooner the better.
It's costly, right? Idea. Business, you can't do business. Artists can't come. Businesses can't come. I mean, tourists can't come. It's an expensive delay here.
Yeah, it's expensive. And I think that, you know, because people know it's so difficult to come to Canada that at the end of the day, they will choose another destination. And that sucks, honestly. We would love to have more exchanges, more relationship, business trip, whatever. And even seeing our friends. I mean, I have tons of friends and they want to come to Canada because, as you know, Canada is very, very, very popular in France. So French people want to come and visit your beautiful country. So, yeah, that would be great if we were able to go back to our lives. But once again, it's not my decision. I'm just saying that we have vaccine and that the sooner the borders will reopen, the happier we will be.
This is why you're the French ambassador to Canada, because of this common sense. If you have two vaccine doses and you can prove it, come to Canada. It seems like a no-brainer. It's important to our economy. I also like the way when you speak as a diplomat, when you say this sucks. Okay, before I let you go, I'm now going to properly, it is Bastille Day, or Fête de la Fédération, celebrating that, which is fantastic. Celebrating, I guess, the storming of the Bastille back in, 1789? What happens in France? This is like the biggest holiday in France. What happens today?
Well, you know, this year we had this big défilé on the Champs-Élysées, which is an amazing event. And last year we were not able to do it. So this year we are back on track. People were allowed to come and see the show. Even if strong measures were taken and you had to show this proof of vaccination to be allowed to be in the crowd. But at least people were so relieved to have this feeling that we are back to life and that we hope that the pandemic will be over soon.
Yeah, well, and you party. I'm so sorry about the French team picked to win the Euro. Pretty tragic you didn't win, but yet a great...
We cannot win every time.
I love it. But listen, enjoy the day. It's an important day in France. And thanks for taking time out of your celebrations. Karine Rispal, the ambassador from France to Canada, just asking the Canadian government, people who have double shotted should be allowed to come from France. It's a no-brainer. Ambassador Monfette, thank you very much. Great to have you on the program.
Merci beaucoup. Bonne journée. Au revoir.
Bonne journée. Okay, that is the... she's great, by the way. She's just a superb ambassador, and I've gotten to know her. Her husband's also, by the way, her husband's the ambassador to the United Nations in New York, so they're a bit of a diplomatic power couple there. And they're making sense! Is that crazy? If you're double-shotted and you want to come visit Canada, don't we want the money? Don't we want the tourists? Don't we want the business? Don't we want the cultural exchange?